itself.
There was a snake movement. He's common here, the black mamba.
Okay. In those bushes, you
think? It was, yeah, there. It was just half right of me.
Whoa. Your reactions are quick.
There's nothing we hit like snakes.
Right.
Dangerous.
So he could be creeping up on us now through those leaves.
Yeah.
Let's get back onto the path.
Africa's the one place no one ever goes for tourism, and if they do go, it's on like a super expensive safari. So I always thought, is there a way where you could go to little communities and just get to live among the local people and just get to see the life through their way? And so I found this network of community tourism sites, all scattered all throughout Uganda. The main one was in this tiny village, Bigodi. It's right north of the Queen Elizabeth National Park, right east of the Ruwenzori National Park, and very near, this is my favourite, the Birindi Impenetrable Forest. When I heard there was such a place called the Birindi Impenetrable Forest, I thought, I've got to go there. So I arrive, you know, I mean, you can imagine, for this tiny little village, they have a white person turning up, a big pasty-faced, larval-skinned, tall, beanpole-tall figure arriving with the backpack. And what do? They've decided that the two youngest members of the family, Deus and Emmanuel, will bring you around the village.
You can just sit. Osivirota. Osivirota.
That's, so what is Osivirota?
How are you?
Oh, how are you? Osivarota. Yeah. Mm. What's the reply?
Kurundi.
Kurundi.
Yeah, fine.
Kurundi.
Osivarota. Kurundi. You can meet in the person, you say Osivarota.
Osivarota. Kurundi.
And for them, this is the most normal thing. They spend their whole days playing in the village anyway. But they'll decide they'll bring you around the village, and it's up to you. You can either ask questions about what you see, or otherwise they'll tell you whatever's going through their mind at that day. It's a sort of a Ulysses element. It's sort of a stream of consciousness rant from them about the gossip they've heard, or the local rumours, or just funny stories that they associate with the place.
Let's go.
So we're walking along and we see a coffee bush.
Look at the seeds.
That is what they say for brotherhood.
Yeah. Brotherhood.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
They're still very bitter, are they?
Somehow this sparks the two boys to pick off one of the green berries.
Then to change the colour into brown.
And to tell me that a perfect way of sleeping with your friend's lover.
Your best friend.
All you need to do is pick a coffee bean, you know, rub it in your own blood, rub it in the friend's blood, and then you can sleep with your friend's wife.
You mix that blood, you mix it in the coffee seeds, so you share it.
You get the coffee, you put chew in that one's blood. Mm.
So when you do like that, when I visit you and you in your family with your wife, when I visit you, you will move from your bed and leave your wife in, so, and I share your bed with your wife for brotherhood.
I used to live in Kirkirine, in the Kerry Gaeltacht, for the summers. And I remember occasionally there would be a visitor to the house, and me and my brother would brought just to wander them around the town, down the little cassons, the little, you know, the back lanes of the best blackberry picking field, or the woman who had lost two sons in a boating accident.
When I was young, in that side, there used to live a woman with one arm.
Mm-hmm.
One arm. And that woman with one arm, he used to dig. He would come to you and say, I want some job. If at all you have a job of digging, allow me to dig. And you look at her, you say, how can a person with one arm dig?
But if you give him a hope,
in a few minutes, she will come back and say, I've finished. You check, you see, very nice. Then you pay.
Then you pay more than what you wanted to pay.
If I went around local villages in the Dingle Peninsula, there were stories about local people's feats. Oh, he could swim back and forward three times and he'd still have a fine breakfast. And it seems they look at their own village too that way, through these wonderful little anecdotes connected to everybody. There's the one-armed lady. They decide then to tell me about a one-legged cyclist.
He was in nightclub, dancing, So in that hole, there were the policeman, and the policeman had a girlfriend. So one of the boys was exceeding the policeman's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So the policeman got annoyed. He told the boy to leave the girlfriend. The boy refused. So what the policeman did, he told him, let me come back. So the policeman went to the barracks. He got a gun. Now he came back. So he really shot all the hole. So in that hole, that man with one leg, it's where he got that injury from. He was given the bullet in here, in the joints.
Then
so he was
the leg was cut off.
And the leg cut off. But he's still existing.
If that man can drive a
and
bicycle.
That man, in case you are given a bicycle, and he's given a bicycle, there
he's
is
more
no
than
way can defeat ready. Him.
And this one-legged cyclist will cycle faster than any cyclist.
He's strategically fit.
And he said there was once a case where he gave a local woman a lift on his crossbar, and of course he fell off the bike. So it's a one-legged cyclist. He has this big woman with a mama on her crossbar. They fall off the bike, and the woman tries to sue him for damages.
Yeah.
Here, this place, that place up there, we were told that it's where the witch doctor was. So we used
it. I think he's still there.
And we wish he's still there.
And do you believe in magic?
No. Magic? No.
They're powerful.
Yeah.
Even there is one magic man who came at school. He could just get a bottle of soda. He makes himself very small. Yeah. He passes through it.
No.
There is a... There was a strong man.
Yeah.
He came... We were still in primary. I was in primary 7. And the man lied down. He got a banana leaf. We laid it on his back and another one on the forehead. So we were called the strong boys. One of the strong boys was given a panga, a very sharp panga.
Which is like a machete.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he was given that sharp panga and he was told to cut him vertically.
No, to slice him in two.
Yeah, the boy sliced him in two. And we saw the part going that side, another going that side.
That side.
But the man, after some 5 minutes, the man stood up.
Whoa.
Very.
Yes,
go. Wanne, since you're saying you don't know quite like. Tell her, buy it and then put it on them. Tell leave me.
There's a feeling of the sort of the number one ladies detective agency set in Botswana, and the heroism of that particular series was it just showed a normal life, a gossipy life of plenty, of some hardship, like every life has hardship. But this is certainly not something, it is not charitable, it is not deserving of our compassion. It is absolutely not hand-wringing. No.
Now, you got away again.
It's just celebrating their own rich, chaotic world.
When you were a man, you have no wife, you have no children, you would move around, you find some people in a family, they had gathered themselves, taking a meal, you join them, you eat, you move back home and sleep.
And you're welcome to go wherever you stop.
Yeah. Wherever you wanted, you would move, find them eating, you join them.
Nice. And is that only within your clan area, within your tribal area, or anywhere?
I think just here.
When it's not your time for supper, children would shout a lot, would shout, others fight. So when that very man who has no wife, has no children, he hears them shouting, he gets to know that it's not yet time for dinner. When they keep quiet, he would say, hey, they are eating. I should move to them.
Some when our food is ready, they are happy, they are celebrating. Now someone comes in to eat. Some people like that.
Deus and Emmanuel bring me on this full tour around the village, and then we go home. And by this stage, their mother and their sisters have this entire dinner laid out for us on a reed mat in the farmyard. And it's the usual things, you know, some chicken, some different herbs, different vegetables, different sort of rice and grains. And then this is right on the equator, so actually night falls immediately. You know, within 10 minutes, it's dark. And all the sounds of the forest rise, you know, about 100-fold. And then Deus brings out a drum, and the girls gather around and just start singing. Just, and it's just because there is no television, there's no electricity, they're going to be asleep in 2 hours anyway. But they just, so it just seemed the most natural thing. They just sing for the evening and then go to bed.
Hey, that was it.